Good morning, everybody. Wednesday, March 27th. Kyle and I are backwards hat mode because we just, like, we're in New York City all day yesterday, like a 20-hour day. But we're going to talk about that today, talk about a car shipment pivot and Tom Dahl and his legacy, recognized by people outside the industry, which is the super cool part about that.
See, I always love talking about Tom Dahl. I don't really care what it is about because he's just great.
I know, and there's a great quote at the end of this article that we'll drop in. But Kyle, you, me, Nathan, rolling heavy in New York City all day yesterday from early morning till late at night. We went to JD Power NADA Auto Forum. We went to VaynerMedia headquarters, podcasted with Will Gadara. We went to a little cars.com after party on this rooftop thing. And man, I felt like we got, like, you can't go to New York without feeling like in touch with some like entrepreneurial energy.
There was a lot of energy there. It felt like Gen Z City up at Vayner headquarters. Also,
feeling older, huh?
yeah, felt real old. The other reality is, like, we rolled in heavy. Who really rolled in heavy was our producer Nathan. If you know him, this cat carried a 40-pound rucksack across New York City, ran ahead of us, was taking photos the whole nine yards. So, just was a full trooper. So,
yeah. Next time you're near a 40-pound dumbbell in a weight room. Pick it up.
Just put it on your back.
And he carried that thing all over the city with a camera in his hand. Yeah, it was expert level. It was masterclass level, I think.
It was masterclass.
And then we get to Vayner headquarters. We set up the podcast in, like, you know, in an office, move things around. I can't wait to share this with people. It's one of my favorite ever.
Agreed. Same. Like, it was just, well, one, we don't typically get to do, we don't put ourselves in situations where we're doing 40, 45 minute podcasts because it is hard to maintain a conversation like that. But
I miss it.
I do miss it too. It was a really, really good conversation. And I think that if you're in the industry and paying attention to what it means to be hospitable and also, like, push the boundaries of your business, it's a must listen.
You know, one of the things that, like, when you talk about hospitality, when you talk about kind of the soft skills, we'll call them, in business, it's easy for people to think, like, that doesn't impact my bottom line. It's like, oh, no. Will is, like, focused on being number one.
Absolutely. Right?
And because we're sitting there, I'm like, this man right here literally led the best restaurant in the world.
Yeah. That's not cheap, and it also doesn't not make
it's kind
money.
Of a crowded marketplace too. And I will say that he didn't disappoint in person. We cannot wait for you to meet him in person at a SotuCon this year. Oh yeah, here's a picture of us. We're putting it up right now. He walked in. He saw the Love People More Than You Love Cars shirt, and he was like, "Oh," he's like, "Yeah, I like that." And immediately he opened the gift bag that we bought for him, and he put on his Love People More Than You Love. He's like, I'd wear that shirt. And he did wear that shirt for the podcast interview. And he wore it out of the building too. So we'll share that with you soon. Hey, awesome news today and just several hours from now, the More Than Cars premiere of episode 3 is coming in hot. Talk about hospitality. Talk about the front lines. Talk about a business that knows how to crush and be number one in their market. We're at the Wester Auto Group in Buffalo, Syracuse, Rochester. But we spent most of our time in Buffalo for this. You can just go to our... Nathan, is it up on our homepage now? We were talking about that. No, it's not. It's okay. But if you go to LinkedIn, search Asotu, click on events. We're having a premiere event. It's right there. We're also live streaming on YouTube. So our YouTube channel, 1 p.m. Eastern. Be there with us. We're going to be in the comments. We're going to be having a lot of fun. And we hope you can join us and see the episode. You know, take 5 minutes out of your day. Watch the first 5 minutes if you can. You'll probably keep watching though, because it's
really good. You'll definitely keep watching. It gets really good. It gets really good.
Just being at the JD Power Auto NADA Summit yesterday there was a lot of OEM representation, a lot of high level conversations going on, and just a lot of connecting with people that are doing things all across the industry, whether that is in finance, whether that is in advocacy, whether it's in EV conversations. And people that were there, I just was reminded that the Asotu community and what we're doing, I can't tell you how many people said to me, keep doing what you're doing. We need it.
Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. Also, just the energy around being really good at what we do as an industry is
dialed,
palpable, right? It is right there. There was no lack of conversation on how do we continue to press the boundary on consumer experience, on profitability, on the ability to manage used car and new car inventory? So I just want to remind people, like, it is not lost in our industry that we are in a consistent pursuit of excellence as an industry. And so whether or not that means something to you individually at your dealership, or as you look globally at the industry, like, those things are getting worked on. And so the things that maybe that you see a gap in, do your own work, because there are large things that others are doing good work on to make better for our industry and for consumers. Just don't want people to miss that, because not everybody gets out to these things and can see the broad that gets done.
Another thing I think people can miss is, I think it was Rob Cochran that said this from the stage. At the end of him talking about all these different issues, he said, and let's never, ever forget that focusing on our consumer as the reason we can do any of these things and giving them what they need and what they want in a way they want it, we can never lose focus of that. And I really don't, aside from the stigma, I don't think there's another industry that focuses on it more. It literally is all we talk about.
I know. It's nuts.
So, like, yeah. So
it's totally against the stereotype.
It is.
Right there in front of us.
We have a little content to share from that event. We are going to be releasing the Will Gadara podcast shortly. Hope you can join us in May 15, 16 for a SotoCon in Baltimore. A lot of people that were there said they're going. Gary Barbera was like, hey, I'm going to be there. I had no idea he even like paid attention to our stuff.
Who knew?
He's like, you guys show up every day. He's like, I watch your stuff. I listen to your podcast this morning. Go ahead, quiz me. He said, I don't know how old he is, but he is sharp as a freaking tech. All right, let's talk about a little bit of news today. We wanted to give you a little summary on yesterday, and we're going to do just two stories today. This is one that everyone has definitely heard about. You know, we found out about it when we were kind of on our flights over, but following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge yesterday in Baltimore, both GM and Ford have announced plans to divert vehicle shipments to alternative ports to maintain some seamless operations. So the Port of Baltimore is an incredibly vital hub for all auto shipments in the U.S. It's one of the most crowded ones. Over 750,000 vehicles came through that port last year. Toyota, VW, BMW, they say they're not directly impacted by the collapse. Nissan also said minimal impact. Mercedes is saying limited. Stellantis said it's initiating discussions with various transportation providers. Obviously, Ford and GM, you know, relied on that pretty heavily. Some industry experts are not as confident as the OEMs. John Bozella, CEO of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, said there'll certainly be a disruption. Baltimore is the number one port for auto in the U.S. And Ford CFO John Lawler said it's going to have an impact. We'll have to divert parts. Also, I didn't think about that, the parts to the other ports as well. And it'll probably lengthen our supply chain a little bit. But, you know, the plans are already underway and they're really good at logistics.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about the closest port to the big three in Detroit, that's going to be Baltimore, right? Just from a proximity perspective.
I mean, there's one in New Jersey, but it's it's harder actually to get things from New Jersey if you think of where the proximity is to like get it there. Yeah, Baltimore is an easier trip for a truck.
It's an easier trip. And so, yeah, when you look at parts and vehicles coming into the ports, definitely a major impact is going to be at least felt short term, where these companies are scrambling to figure out where to divert ships, where to divert traffic on their parts and their inventory. I don't think you're going to see the mass chaos like we saw back when there was chip shortages and stuff like that, but there'll probably be, you know, a good couple few weeks where things are starting to get sorted out. But we probably won't see that impact for another 5 to 6 weeks on ground inventory, if there is, just because you still have plenty of port inventory with most of these manufacturers.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
So we're doing okay. But I think the biggest thing for me is, like, man, for the people of Baltimore, for everybody impacted by that, like, we didn't get to say it yesterday, but just a wild time and crazy time. And, like, yes, we want business to continue, but there's people that are significantly impacted by what happened yesterday. And so just don't lose sight of that when we're thinking about, hey, are we going to have cars to sell, right? They're both important.
Yeah, that's a great point. Speaking about keeping people is the important part.
Stop. Segway.
Time.
Well, our good friend, I love this guy. Tom Dahl, former CEO of Subaru of America, has been named to Newsweek's World's Greatest Auto Disruptors. It's so appropriate. As the 2024 Legacy Disruption honoree, Tom Dahl's 40-year tenure leaves behind a legacy that transformed Subaru into a beloved and loving brand. Other Subaru leaders were talking about how he shaped Subaru with grace, confidence, and compassion, fostering this environment they have there of trust and open dialogue. And that shows, if you've ever been to a Subaru make meeting, you realize that they're sharing the love. Under his guidance, Subaru launched the Love Campaign and Share the Love event, moving from price and incentive-based selling to create strong emotional connection with customers by making a $250 donation to charity, the customer's choice.
So smart.
They didn't only set Subaru apart, but also made the automaker a major donor to the National Park Service, ASPCA, Meals on Wheels, and Make-A-Wish. This is my favorite part of this whole article. Subaru's SVP of marketing, Alan Bethke, said Tom wanted to replace the traditional negative stereotype of dealers with something that was much better for the customer experience. Many automotive brands have adversarial relationships with their franchise dealers. Tom wanted the opposite. And then Brian Hughes, GM of Subaru of Las Vegas, said Tom wasn't Superman. He was Clark Kent, a mild-mannered, unassuming leader who helped define our brand with one word: love.
Look, first of all, this is like one of those where it's like one of us.
Oh my goodness!
Right? I mean, this. I honestly, I wish I would have known Tom Dahl earlier. Like, I've known the Subaru brand for years and years, but just knowing that so much of that brand has come out of his desire for, like, even just saying, no, we're gonna build into our ethos that dealers are not dealers; they're retailers. That we're going to build into our ethos, this word love, is something that you don't see from brands at that scale. It doesn't matter the vertical. Mm-hmm. And so it is like, there's no wonder that he is receiving awards like this outside of auto, because you see this as a brand play that has impacted others move into their own verticals and their own marketplaces. Yeah. So, and here's the thing, like, if you never met Tom Dahl, that's the he was Clark Kent, a mild mannered, unassuming leader who helped define our brand with one word, love. That phrase, like, Burton Hughes, have a way with words.
Nailed it.
Because when you meet him and you see him in person, and I think that we would do well as an industry to take that manner of approach with people the way that Tom does in a room, and assume that as an industry, because I think that our customer base, our employees would be wildly impacted by that presence.
You know, Tom, the time we got to spend with him over the years, he's been a supporter of Isuzu from the very, 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 very beginning. He came to the very first event. When you think of automotive disruptor, when you think of the word disruptor, you do not think, if you were like that guy, if you didn't know him, you're like one of the world's most disruptors of the automotive industry, it's that guy right there. You'd be like, no, stop. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Clark Kent, for sure. For sure. Clark Kent. Man, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I'm going to reach out to him. See if maybe he wants to join us in the SodaCon for a little.
You should, for a round of drinks.
He's got some of the best stories, by the way. You have to ask him, like, off the record. Of like just kind of hanging out with the Japanese Subaru crew. It's amazing. Oh, well, look, we hope you have an amazing day. Hopefully we transferred a little bit of the passion and energy, or ignited what is in you. Join us today for the More Than Cars premiere of episode 3, LinkedIn Events episode.